Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey, before we go on, you know, we always give Ann Peters her love on air, and she deserves it by every stretch of the imagination. But I just went over to Mix 106. They're on air, Joe. Charlie Weller had the board. That board that's in front of you, he had it open, fixing something while they're on air. Do you understand? And Jeremy threw in another person, and that's Dave Burgess. Absolutely. If you take those three people out of the equation, Ed, what do we have?
You have Steve Regler.
Yeah, you're right. The four people. Steve Regler, you're right about that. Those are the people that you never hear about, you never hear from.
All those stations afloat.
But they keep everything moving. You're right. And Steve Regler is another one because that dude, you see him walking the grounds while we're on air, making sure everything on the outside is good.
You know, he not only takes care of stuff in the building, I had my mirror got clipped. He fixed it. My rim was scraped. I walk out, it's fixed. It was him without me even asking him. He's fixing my car, and you know, on his walks.
If you all don't think you're valued, I know the four of us know who the real MVPs around this place is.
Absolutely.
Honestly, Charlie is. I told Jeremy, Charlie was essentially changing the tire while the car was moving.
Yes.
Well, you got to get there in a hurry, so we don't want to make you stop. So just keep driving. I'll change the tire while you're driving. Mm. I mean, those four, man, you take them away.
You forgot one.
Who?
Me.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you need to be taken away.
The one about me.
Sometimes you just need to be taken away. The Baltimore Ravens, according to Warren Sharp, are the number two post-draft team in his power rankings. Ed, do you agree with that behind the Eagles?
100%. I thought they were number two behind the Eagles last year. I think they've maintained that with this draft because I think the Eagles had the best roster in football last year and the Ravens second. And I think this it continues.
Jerry?
Yeah, I'm in that same boat because I honestly thought the Ravens had the best roster last year for a good portion of time. And then that stretch. Remember when people were questioning the Eagles? It's like, is quarterback going to hold them back? Yeah. Jalen Hurts, they were talking about him in the middle of the season, not being on the same page. That roster, when you really looked at it, was stacked on both sides of the ball. Best offensive line, best defensive line. Some issues with the secondary I had, but like Cooper DeJean coming in changed everything for
him. I think, and this is not an insult to him, I think Jalen Hurts is the best game manager in football.
That's why I laugh when everybody's like, oh yeah, he's up there with Lamar and the rest of those guys and Pat Mahomes and Josh.
No, he's not.
I mean, look, he's a solid player.
He's a great game manager. He's not going to lose games for you.
That's when the overnight guy said, yep, it's official. No, it's not. He's in the same conversation with all these other quarterbacks.
Did we put Trent Dilfer in the same conversation as Super Bowl winners when he won?
But even
did
like,
we put Rich Gannon in it? Well, he didn't win one. Did we put Brad Johnson in the same conversation when he won one?
No.
So why just because you win one before other quarterbacks win one, you're in their conversation? You're not. Jalen Hurts is not in the same category as Lamar, as Burrow,
it is.
as Josh Allen, he's not in that category.
It is amazing what a Super Bowl can do for you, because what did you guys think about Matt Stafford before he won? Did you think he was? Because I always loved Stafford. I always thought he was great. It's like, man, if he can get out of Detroit or they can build around him. He always had decent weapons, but they never had a defense.
And it was just funny. I always thought Stafford was good, but I always assumed he had great stats because they had to throw because the team sucked.
Yeah.
Then I was proven wrong because he was really just good. He was just good. It wasn't just padded stats because the team sucked.
He put up the top two wide receiver seasons came with one quarterback, Matt Stafford.
Yep, Cooper Kupp and Calvin Johnson.
Yeah. Now, Joe, you said ESPN didn't show the Ravens as much love.
Yeah, ESPN has the Chiefs number one, Eagles two, Bills three, Lions four, Ravens five.
I don't see the Chiefs being number one at all.
Thank you. I don't either.
Can I say the difference between this is? One is Warren Sharp, who is one of the best analytical minds that you have out there, period, when it comes to football. So much so that he even got into the gambling side of things, and he was putting stuff out for that. ESPN, I don't know who's compiling all their stuff. They've already fired most of the people that were good at their jobs so they could keep Stephen A. Smith and some of these other high-paid cats. I don't know what they're going to do with Shannon Sharp now. But when you see all those cuts coming down at ESPN, this is the type of crap you get from them. It's just thrown together.
Yeah. Man, I don't see the Chiefs at all. I mean,
no, me either.
I just don't. I'm sorry. Eagles, absolutely.
Like, nobody's...
Lions, I mean, Lions are up there, but I mean, not the Chiefs.
But here's the thing. None of us are counting the Chiefs out because they still have that cat back there.
No.
Not at all. But when you're talking about the best roster...
Pat Mahomes, yeah. I mean, yeah,
they got the best postseason quarterback there.
The ESPN list was put together, quote, by our power panel of more than 80 writers, editors, and TV personalities who evaluate NFL teams.
That producer did that nonsense. They fired everybody.
Producers make the world go round.
Yeah. They don't have 80 writers.
They don't even have 80 writers in total now.
I was just about to say, whenever you get something with 80 people, come on, that's just too many people.
You have 80 NFL people there?
That's just too many people.
Stop it.
Was Stephen A. Smith one of them? Because he didn't even watch any of the damn games.
410-583-1057 is the number. We had Mike Elias on the show yesterday. You will hear that interview in its entirety at 7:30 and 7:45. But on the other side, Ed Norris is going to do the hockey.
Lots to talk about, man. It was really exciting. Last night was just another good night. I'll tell you about it.
Hockey up.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Next on The Fan.
He gets shoved from behind by Duhaime, but Jarvis kept the puck. Now Orlov. Around behind for Martinuk. That one goes back to the point to Slavin. And they score! Jacob Slavin through a screen. Carolina wins game one in overtime.
Yeah.
And they did. The Hurricanes won in overtime. Exciting game. You heard the call courtesy of ESPN. That was Jacob Slavin. It was a really, really exciting game. I know Joe can't be happy, but it was a great game to watch. Washington had the lead, had a goal in the second period, and held that lead. And then, of course, Carolina came back in the third, tied it up, go to overtime, and then they win it. But a really good game. It's been a great Stanley Cup playoffs. And I don't know if you know it, but it's gotten so – I talked yesterday about how I think excessively physical it's been. And this isn't just one team. This has been everybody. Like, you expect it from the Panthers. But the Maple Leafs didn't take their crap. I mean, they were hitting because they weren't going to be bullied by the Panthers the other night. I mean, just some of the hits laid out. And I don't know, Joe, did you watch the game last night?
I watched it.
Did you watch Wilson take out Sebastian Aho's mouth guard?
Yes, that was good.
What was that?
Hey, man, you got to get in their head somehow, right?
How much time was left in the third quarter when Carolina scored? Because I was watching in the third quarter. It was
about 10 minutes.
9:42.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
I was watching in the third period, and Washington was still up. So,
yeah. They tied it midway through the third period, and then they win it overtime. But I just think if you have it, it's actually, they have the video up there, 16-second video, if you want to giggle just to watch. This is the equivalent of somebody taking, this is literally, not literally, that would be wrong. This is a metaphor for taking someone's lunch in school.
He didn't give it back to him.
He walked up to Sebastian Aho, and because he's chewing his mouth guard, Wilson just takes it out of his mouth.
Like, Jesus.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Nothing. That's what I'm going to do.
I was asking somebody on my trivia team. One of the ladies said she was a big hockey fan.
Uh-huh.
And I said, who's your favorite player? She said, Wilson.
Oh, absolutely.
And I was like, really? Would you hate him if he was on another team? She's like, oh, absolutely. But love the guy, man.
Let me tell you something. He's not on my team. He's my favorite hockey player. He's such an ass. He is unbelievable. And he can back it up, too. I mean, obviously, he's a tough, tough man. And in the late game, which I tell you, this is really interfering with my health. I mean, I ended up watching both games last night. And the late game was in Las Vegas. Oilers win. They were losing for most of the game. Third period, they came back with three. And, you know, they pull ahead with two late goals in the third period, and that was that. And, of course, you know, just another good series. Both road teams won, by the way. So they both stole games on the road. Pretty cool way to start, if you're going to look at it that way. Because, you know, I don't know how much home ice advantage there is.
Mm-hmm.
But it does help because, you know, it's nice to be in front of your own crowd. And again, the Stars, you know, perform. Like, Leon Draisaitl had a goal and assist last night. Connor McDavid had two assists. So they stepped up when lights are the brightest. They ended up pulling out a victory over the Golden Knights.
So, Ed, with the way the series are shaping up now and seeing what we saw last night, I mean, it has to be a crushing blow to the Caps to lose game one at home. And we're seeing in the NBA, too, where a lot of the home teams are losing.
The other night, both lost, yeah.
And it's something we've talked about in the past, where how important is home ice in hockey? Because, like, I feel like when you have the right goalie and your team's playing, it doesn't matter where you play almost.
It doesn't. I mean, goalie play is how you win these things, honestly. And they do crank up the physicality. That's been a big deal. So teams that do it all the time, like the Panthers, you know, they do it consistently. They're a pretty rough style of play. But the goaltending is what matters. If you have a goalie that's on... It's all the difference in the world.
So just looking at it, Dallas, Winnipeg, Florida, Toronto, and I'm even seeing Carolina still favored on the road on Thursday night at Washington. You said the other day that you kind of like, who was it that you liked how they were, Carolina, how they were playing, and what was the other team? Was it Winnipeg?
Toronto.
Okay.
Toronto.
Yeah, he just like the Winnipeg because they get to say Jets win.
There was that.
Doesn't get to hear it that often.
Doesn't get to hear that in football.
Yes. Then by often you mean never. Yeah. But I mean, you look at some of these guys, and it's just, I'm talking about the goalies. You know, it's no surprise. If you look at the best goalies in hockey, statistically, goals against this year, Hellebuck, Winnipeg, Kemper.
That's who I want to talk about, too. Yeah. But go ahead, finish your point.
Yeah. Solars, Toronto. I mean, you know, Bobrovsky from Florida. These were the best goalies. Logan Thompson from the Caps. I mean, these guys have they're in the top 10 of goalies, and no shocker, their teams are in the finals.
My favorite goalie retired.
Ooh.
Long time ago, Roberto Luongo.
How long was that? Yeah,
so Ed, when it comes to, and it's pronounced Hellebuck.
Yeah,
Hellebuck. Like I was reading some stuff just on some different gambling sites because obviously I'm not watching the NHL games in its entirety. But they were like, what happened to him? Says he was so good all year long, and then they feel like in the postseason he's been giving up more goals than you're accustomed to. Is that what's going on? Are you seeing any of that?
Because I don't know.
They were
why.
So good defensively, and they've given up a ton of goals in the postseason.
They were the best defense in hockey. But right now, Kellebuck, he's down. He's given up 3.85. He gave up like, I think was it two during the regular season? Yeah. But he's really had a tough postseason. And that's what I mean. I think I told Joe, I don't know what it is. I just don't like the Winnipeg Jets. I don't know why. It's just one of those teams. Like, I hope you don't win. They were the best team in hockey this year, statistically. He was fantastic. But, you know, that's what happens in postseason. It all hangs on your goaltender. So, we'll see, man.
Well, I'm looking at, do you think, and look, I know there's always a shot at the postseason. Dallas knocking off Winnipeg, is that likely?
I think Dallas wins.
Okay.
No, I think it wins. I think Dallas wins the series. Or at least I'm hoping they win the series. But I really do. And I think, you know, taking the first game was important. But I think Logan Thompson's been playing well. And this way it's so important, like the nonsense that was pulled the other night with the Stolars in Toronto. You knock out the starting goaltender. That's just wrong, man. It really is. It's just wrong. It's like, so who knows what his future holds, you know, if he's healthy or what. I don't know what's going to go on with this, but that was just a crappy, dirty shot to the head. It was an elbow to the head, man. Mm. Don't call for that. None, you know?
Yeah.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Thank you very much, Ed Norris, for doing the hockey. Outside of hockey, though, ESPN reports now also that the Cowboys and the Steelers are finalizing a deal that will send George Pickens to the Cowboys for draft considerations.
It's a third-round pick, it looks like.
Like the Cowboys need more drama in that locker room. You said something off-air, Jeremy. How is that going to fit between George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb?
Well, again, that's where you wonder, and I've said this before, like wide receiver is my favorite position, biggest divas on the field, you can do everything right and never see the football. So you can understand why these guys all of a sudden, hey, I'm open. And even when they're not open, they're open in their mind. Guy like Pickens, you know, very vocal. Maybe the honeymoon phase year one looks great. Maybe it doesn't, because if Pittsburgh is willing to part with somebody, I don't want them. You know what I mean? Like the guys,
it's like the Tampa Bay Rays.
Well, they put up with so much stuff.
Yeah,
it's like when they're finally ready to get rid. Like, why? What? You don't need a wide receiver because you got DK Metcalf. You couldn't use George Pickens over a third round pick for next year.
But you know the Cowboys don't care.
No. I'm saying for the Steelers, like
I'm just saying the Cowboys. They
do this
that.
Before the draft. You're going to do it. Get a third round pick for this year to help your team.
Cowboys want all that smoke. Something happened after the draft, probably. And you're right about wide receivers. You know my buddy Zach. I would complete a pass for 30 yards. He'd come back to the huddle. You know it's open, right? It would be a running play.
You know what I told you.
Back to the huddle. You know it's open, right?
You know what?
Because we ran the ball.
I told you this. I tell my quarterback all the time. I'd walk back and I go, I'm too cute to not get any looks. I'm open. That's true. And that's the only time I've told anybody I'm too cute is on the football field.
We're giving out shovels at 8 o'clock. You might get one for that. But on the other side... Michael Eyes joined the show yesterday. Replay of that interview in its entirety up next on The Fan. We had Orioles general manager and executive vice president Michael Eyes on the Big Bad Morning Show yesterday, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline. And the first question that was asked to Michael Eyes is, we know the injuries and it's frustrating to the fans and to the players as well, but how frustrated is it to the general manager?
In a rough stretch. I mean, we're not able to hide from that. And it's been a really tough way to start the year. We've certainly dug a hole. We've, as you mentioned, we've had a lot of injuries. I just think that's part of it, though. We've got guys that aren't performing well. We've got moves that I made that aren't bearing fruit. We just have a lot of things that haven't broken our way. And this is coming off of the heels of our playoff disappointment last year. So it's been a rough stretch and people are frustrated and I can understand it. And we're working right now. We've got a big home or a big road trip coming up that I hope we can start to turn things around. And we're trying to get guys healthy. We're trying to get guys back on track. We're trying to repair the roster to whatever degree that we can. But right now we've got to just focus on what's ahead of us. And we got a lot of hard work, but we also have a lot of talent on the team.
You mentioned all the, well, you mentioned frustration. Obviously, we hear it every day as well. Just like you do, we hear it from the callers and people we meet and all that. It's your 13-20. It's been very frustrating beginning to the season. Injuries, of course, are a huge part of this. But people, something seems to need some change or something's got to give here. You can't get rid of all the players. Is the manager's job safe?
Yeah, this is not something that the manager is impacting on the team. I think we've got a rotation that's ranking towards the bottom of MLB right now. I don't think that's going to be the case forever, but we've started off with really bad starting pitching. We've got guys on the IL. We do have, you know, hitters that are frustratingly underperforming right now in a lineup that's just not clicking the way it's got to be, and I think that's something that we've got to figure out internally, and we're doing that. But you know, right now this is an issue of not pitching well night to night and not being healthy enough and then not getting our guys to click. So it's really on the whole organization. Obviously that starts with me, and we're working on it.
Mike, they told me I had to ask the tough questions and something that's on everybody's mind. Do you think the Ravens letting go of Justin Tucker is a football move or not? No, I'm kidding. Listen, hey, Mike.
I got enough stuff to talk about with the Orioles.
I'm kidding, man. I'm in that group, and I don't know if it's a smaller group that I didn't want to see Mayo, Basayo, or Holiday go. I don't know how much you can talk about it to a degree, but I'm assuming when teams come a-calling, those are the first names that they bring up.
Yeah, those and others. You know, we've had a lot of really top positional prospects the last couple of years. You know, last winter, everyone was asking for Kowser and Westberg, and you know, you make decisions to hold on to guys, and you hope that it works. And right now, we have several young hitters doing well at the minor league at the top of our farm system. Mayo's up with the team right now. You mentioned Samuel Basayo, who's really exciting. Enrique Bradfield's doing really well, our center fielder in Double A, although he's coming back from a hamstring injury currently. And Vance Honeycutt, our first rounder last year, another impact defender in center, is off to a pretty good start too. So we certainly have young hitters, and other teams are interested in them. You know, we'll see where the conversations lead and where the team is, but we're hoping to be in a buyer type of mode here as we get into the trade deadline, but we have a lot of work to do in the standings.
Oriole General Manager, Executive Vice President Mike Elias joins us on the Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Mike, I asked you about injuries before. I want to stick with that because it seems to be an epidemic around baseball. Why are we seeing so many pitchers end up on the IL? They're dropping like flies, but I mean, I guess sometimes you can't come up with one singular answer. Before there be such a baseball issue, is there something that maybe we're not doing in training or whatever around the league that's not benefiting these pitchers?
Well, yeah, it's definitely a league-wide, although right now we have a little bit more than our fair share, kind of more than most teams right now. I don't think it's anything that we're doing, although we are looking at that just to be careful. I mean, this is something that's a huge conversation. The commissioner's office, the union, everybody's looking at it. I don't have a pat answer about it. I think guys are throwing harder and nastier stuff than ever. Pitchers are kind of going short in their outings more than ever because they're max effort on every pitch. Mm-hmm. And I think this is the way that the game has evolved in this technology era where you're able to measure how nasty every single pitch is. Guys want to throw nastier and nastier pitches. The hitters are able to hit them further and further. They want to miss bats more than ever. You know, it's not good. It's something that baseball's got to figure out because to see all of our star pitchers drop like flies because of injury. That's just not good for anybody. So I hope it's something that we can figure out. But right now we're in the middle of, like you said, it's an epidemic. It's a crisis.
Do you think it has anything to do with the fact that kids, instead of playing like baseball, football, basketball, wrestling, track, or whatever, they play baseball year-round from the time they're little. And these, they're not developing other muscles, other muscle memory. And by the time they reach the major league level with the, you know, high minors, they put a lot of wear and tear on young arms. Is there any movement to thing that address that at a younger age?
Yeah, they play a lot of baseball. The pitchers do a lot of pitching. And, you know, it's because they're trying to be better and better and better than the next guy. And, you know, I'm not sure that the extra repetitions and the extra practice, it might help them get better. But the problem is that it does wear you down, or at least we think so.
We spoke with Mike Elias yesterday also about the lefty-lefty situation with youngsters, as well as Jeremy's favorite topic, and that's his favorite player on the roster who's pitching tonight.
Oh, Charlie Morton.
You'll hear those responses and more from the general manager and executive vice president up next right here. Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
7:46 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Continuing our interview with Oriole General Manager and Executive Vice President Mike Elias. And Jeremy Kahn asked the question. Jeremy, what was the question, the number one question you wanted to hear?
Why is Charlie Morton still on this team?
And this is what he had to say.
It's definitely been problematic. I mean, we brought him in to stabilize the rotation with his veteran experience, and you just look at his statistics and his stuff, and you know, he's been great for the Braves the last 4 years. He's been super consistent, super durable, and he's got good stuff this year. He's just not getting anybody out, and it's been a huge problem. So we can't keep doing the same thing. So we've moved him to the bullpen, and right now he's one of our options in the organization for that role. But we're going to keep working with him, and I think his stuff and track record suggests that he's better than this. But it's certainly been one of the big factors for us getting off to this really disappointing start.
Orioles General Manager, Executive Vice President Mike Elias joins us on the Big Bad Morning Show. Mike, I remember last year Colton Kowser was a guy that at some point you discovered, you said, we're going to put him in the lineup every day, regardless of who's on the mound. Lefties, righties, tough lefties even. We've noticed this year that the youngster, Holiday, gets some lefties, is out of the lineup. Does there come a point where you say that this guy's a stud, he's going to bat against the tough lefties, and he's there regardless of who's on the mound?
Yeah, I've certainly been aware of kind of the fan rumblings, the conversation around this, and I can understand it because our team's not hitting and our lineup's not clicking. You kind of look for reasons. Baseball, there is no hiding from the fact that same-handed hitters against same-handed pitchers have a tougher time. And you'll notice when you're watching our games, when Gunner's up, in a big spot, they'll bring in a left-handed pitcher to face them.
Yeah.
And you'll see other teams platoon their lineups. Platoon means put in a righty against the lefty or vice versa. Like, this is something that's going on all around the league. Now, when you have a young guy, Holiday's a good example. Kerstad's a good example. We believe in them very highly. They're high draft picks. They're going to have the ability to emerge in the stars and be able to hit against both sides of the plate, kind of like we've seen from Gunnar Henderson. Mm-hmm. But that's a little bit of a process. And step one is you hit better and better against right-handed pitching first. And I think we're starting to see that from Jackson. You'll start to see him sprinkled in there against lefties more. It's a little bit of a gradual process, but this is not something that we're making up, that it's harder for those guys to hit against lefties, especially early in their career. So we're aware of it, but this is, it's part of the game today. And, it's all around the sport.
Mike, stepping back, like taking the higher 10,000-foot view, the National League seems, to me, just a lot stronger at the top. I mean, they've got, like, Dodgers, Padres, Giants, Mets. They all look like really powerful teams. I don't see that. I don't think the Yankees are a really good 19-win team right now, just from looking at them. That's why, I don't know if there's blind homerism, but if the Orioles get healthy, is the American League still pretty wide open?
Yeah, I think that's part of the frustration with where we're at. I mean, we've got on the position player side, especially like the talent level to kind of match up with the rest of the American League. And we've put ourselves in a position now where we're playing from behind. There's a ton of schedule left. And I think we're only 5.5 games back of the division lead, despite our bad record. So there's plenty of opportunity to do what we want to do and win the division or at least make the playoffs. Because like you said, I don't see a huge talent gap across the American League, but we've got to execute. We got to pitch better. We got to win some games and, start stringing some streaks together. But you're right. The NL stronger. The Dodgers are over there. There was a lot of big teams, big payrolls over in the National League that, we have less of in the American.
Mike, we get asked all the time about the team spending money. When are they going to spend money? They thought you'd spend more in the offseason. They also ask about extensions for the young players. And I know it's not like you guys aren't trying, but not every young player is going to sign one of those deals. What are your thoughts on the spending? Are we going to see more? And can you kind of touch on the fact that, people want you to sign these young guys to extensions, but they have to want to do it as well?
Well, yeah, first of all, the new ownership group and David Rubenstein and the rest of the guys running the ownership group have been tremendously supportive from a financial standpoint. So the wherewithal and the willingness is there, and it's going to be there going forward. And we spent this winter and increased the payroll quite a bit now. Not a lot of that's borne fruit yet, but it's early in that regard. And yeah, I credit them in supporting us. I think that there are realities to running a baseball team when you're not in one of the major markets in one of the big cities. And I don't like to talk about this because it never comes off well, but it's just the reality of the situation, where there's a certain amount of measurement that's necessary to keep the team healthy, and to keep an eye on the future and your farm system and the type of contract commitments that you have. And so we've got to be a little bit realistic and a little bit careful running this team. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, the fact that we're starting off in last place, that's bad. And that's not part of the plan. So this isn't going to plan, but this isn't something where a team like us is going to be able to keep blows with the Dodgers and the Mets and the Yankees every bit. So we've got to be smart. And the ownership group has every ability and intention to help us run this team optimally. And I think that you're going to see a healthy level of spending across the future here with the Baltimore Orioles in a way that we haven't because of these guys.
That's Mike Elias. He joined us yesterday, Ed. And our experience with him, and we've been dealing with him since his first came to the Baltimore Orioles, is he's always been open. Always been honest, and doesn't, for the most part, dodge questions.
Yeah, and that continued. That's why I get such a kick out of people thought he wasn't answering it. We weren't asking. He was asked about Charlie Morton has been horrific. He answered that question. He was asking about is Hyde's job in trouble. He answered that question. He answered the question about the ownership. He answered everything that was asked of him. So, I mean, I don't know what else you want the guy to do, but he is. I thought he's been great since he got here. And, you know, he took responsibility because he also – not only answered the questions, but he puts responsibility on himself, and not the way people do it. Like, well, I'm responsible for everything. The buck stops here. What they really mean is, you know, the people below me are failing me, but I'm responsible. No, he said.
So, you know what? That I've never interpreted that way. But yeah, it is.
Absolutely.
The buck stops with me.
Yeah. It's like,
that means I'm going to fix it.
Well, you know, everybody else sucks. You know, they let me down, but I'm responsible. No, he said that some of his picks didn't work, and they're not working out. You know, he's responsible for the draft and stuff like that. I thought he was very good. So
you're good, Mikey.
You're good.
Yeah, you.
I love Jeremy's question. I told Jeremy this off air. I loved the final question you asked Jeremy about contract extensions.
Well, I mean, I think it's imperative that we look at those things. Obviously, they want to sign these young guys, and with what he said to you about ownership willing to spend money, and they're going to spend money. I'd like to believe it's allocated to these players. The other thing I like that he said is, like, it's coming. Trust me. Like, we are going to spend money. And I think people were upset at what happened in the offseason. And I think maybe it didn't go the way they wanted. Maybe they asked too much for Garrett Crochet. Maybe they waited too long looking at Burns and somebody else and didn't kick the tires on Pivetta and Eovaldi enough. You know, and even with those guys, there were still chances that they weren't going to be. These are vets that are at the back end of their career. If you look at Nick Pivetta's career, it's like this big-ass roller coaster. Eovaldi, you have a little bit more confidence in because he's got a better track record. Right. But again, he's at the back end of his career. So, I don't know, man. It's when you see the comedy of errors that happened in the offseason, all the people that were screaming, sign Corbin Burns. We haven't got any phone calls about signing Corbin Burns lately because he's hurt. You guys don't call in and mention that.
Well, Santander.
And Santander is hitting 170 or whatever it is.
178.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah. He'd fit right in here. God, if we had him, we wouldn't need Tyler O'Neill in the IL.
He homered last night, though, Jeremy. You forgot to add that.
No, he's hit a bunch of homers. He's hit, well, recently. He's hit like five, I think, in the past few weeks. But
he also kind of suggested that, you know, trade deadline, they're going to be active.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be active.
The only look, I'll say this much. If they start sinking right now, like just fall out of it with the opponents that they have coming up and then the help that they have on the way, I could see this being a sell off some of the guys that aren't going to be here next year type thing at the trade deadline and just say, hey, all right, we're not that good. Let's bring up these young players and see what they do and then work it out. But I'm hoping that's not what happens, obviously. I think with the talent you have coming back and nobody running away with the AL or the AL East, you have plenty of opportunities.
Do you know that the A's have as many wins as the Yankees?
It's crazy. Yeah.
So the AL East is not the AL East anymore.
Mm-mm. Well, see, I think it is the AL East. I think they're beating up on one another.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, if you look at the head-to-head records against one another, they're beating up on one another.
I look at them, I just don't think they're all that good. I don't think they're as powerful as they've been.
I'd say outside of Tampa, like, I don't like a lot of the teams pitching right now. I mean, Max Fried's pitching well. Rodon's been better for them. The Yankees' bullpen has been just leaking like a sieve at the back end. On top of, we talked about the Red Sox, they've had the easiest schedule amongst all the teams in the AL East, and they're just under 500 or at 500, whatever it was. No, it's under now, I think. And then you start looking at, you know, the Blue Jays, which I don't think any of us were worried about. Their starting pitching is questionable at best. Their bullpen's questionable. I think at some point you start to see them take that slide down, but somebody else is going to have to take advantage of it and try to slide up. But we need to start hitting. Like, even if the pitching comes back, if they're hitting like this, it's like, what are we doing? There's too much talent here for guys to be swinging the bats like that.
Sarah Ellison joins us at 8:15, but on the other side, we're giving out shovels.
Yeah, I'm going to give a shovel to men who think they're in charge, which means all of us. Great story for you.
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS, 1057 The Fan. Shovels next.